Times of clouds and sunny skies with a bit of a cool breeze. This afternoon's high 66 to 70. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight's low 53 to 57. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. Saturday's high 73 to 77. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm Michael Stack.
Weather brought to you by Total Air Solutions, your dependable 24-hour heating and cooling company. Call 877-TOTAL-AIR or go to totalair.com.
WCCF News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Conditions, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. If you would like to join the conversation at any point with comments or questions, our phone lines will be open on this live radio program for the next half hour. Call 941-206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Now, let's go to our sub of the morning. She substitutes every single time that Dr. Triana needs to be out of the studio, which is the case today. Here is Jennifer. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Who has, by the way, a master's, I believe, in public health.
In public health, yes.
All right. So, and of course, a longtime fixture at the Triana Prevention Center. And I know they're very glad about that because Dr. Triana has relied on you very heavily through the years and very glad to have you still in her fold as her practice grows. She is adding to her levels of expertise. She now has certification in not just lipidology, but in menopause, and really treats the gamut of things that a family will see during its lifetime.
Yes, and it definitely has been an honor to grow with the practice and with Dr. Triana. So
she'll be back next week, and I believe you will be too.
Yes,
both of you in studio,
and she will have a special guest.
All right, something to look
forward
to.
So she's looking forward to that.
This morning, I'm a little taken off guard because I walk into the studio and here's Jennifer, and it looks like she's been grocery shopping. And here's all, is this lunch for us? Is this what you're going to do?
This is to help us choose a healthy lunch.
Ah, okay. All right. She does actually seriously have some groceries laid out in front of her. And the method to the madness, I guess, we're going to take a look at some labels, aren't we?
Yes. The idea of today's show is we read the food labels so that you don't have to.
Okay.
And in today's busy world, the majority of us in society are too busy to go grocery shopping, let alone when we get there, have time to compare all of the packages and ingredients of everything on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So this show is to help us make healthy food choices for you and your family.
Okay.
Our culture has made it too easy to drive through and get dinner. And so we're going to talk about some of the fast food choices also.
Okay.
Money is also a factor in our food choices. If there's two items on the shelf, some families are going to go for the cheaper of the two, not always the healthier of the two. And I know that's the case when you go to the fresh fruit and produce section of the grocery store.
Yeah.
You really think twice. I got two tomatoes the other day and it was
$4. I know
and it. They don't last that long. So if you don't use them, you lose them. And so it's always, you know, a money issue, too.
As our schedules get even busier and busier, I don't know about you, but there's a tendency for me to reach for, in the fruit section, the vegetable section, those pre-cut fruits, and they're sliced, and you know you can use them easily, but the price, that's where the stores make their money. They charge a lot more for that.
Yeah, if your apples are already sliced or the pineapple, I know exactly what you mean.
Okay.
So please ask your doctor before you change any food habits. This is not a diet program. Mm-hmm. This is not to change the way you're eating, especially if you have certain health conditions like congestive heart failure, diabetes, hypertension, or high cholesterol. This is just to raise awareness, get you interested in food labels, help good food label practices when you're at the grocery store.
There's a pretty good chance if you're on some kind of a diet and you're consulting with a physician, and that's good, by the way, that he or she wants you to be reading food labels.
Yes.
So don't change anything, but this allows you to be able to have a better discussion with your physician and certainly be more informed as a consumer.
Yes.
Okay.
So first things first, before we head out to the grocery store, make a few minutes to make a grocery list.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help you not buy those impulse items, because both the candy and salt snacks, statistics show you're buying on impulse, not because we need them or your family even wants them.
Gee, my favorite late night snack. My beloved cherry sour candies aren't a necessary item. That's an impulse item. Are you suggesting that?
Yes, especially if you go to the store hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that before.
And now, by all means, a treat every once in a while is okay. But making a few minutes to make your list. And the American Heart Association, I found while doing research for this program, actually has a grocery list builder on their website, where they have everything laid out. What is healthy for heart health? Mm-hmm. And then you can make your list and actually print it and take it with you.
That's a good idea.
So when you're standing in front of the bread aisle,
you're not overwhelmed with 3,000 choices.
Yeah.
What was that website again?
The American Heart Association.
Okay, good, good.
Okay, so we're going to start from beginning and go to end as time allows. So let's start with breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Make your own blueberry pancakes using white whole wheat flour instead of going to IHOP. The difference from making your pancakes at home, it's going to save you 710 calories.
Just out of pancakes?
Just out of a pancake. And at home, you can add Greek yogurt and cottage cheese to add to your protein for the day.
Uh-huh.
If you have to go to IHOP, because that's a family tradition on Sunday or
business
it's a special
meeting.
Occasion, what are we going to get while we're there?
Uh-huh.
First, we need to be picking the buttermilk pancakes. If pancakes aren't your forte, the Belgian waffle is the next. And the last choice is French toast.
Okay.
So if you can get the waffles, if you can get the pancakes and then the waffles followed by the French toast, just to be overall healthier and to help with your calorie intake.
I want to hear this again because one of my weekend favorites, my wife and I are weekend favorites. We get up, we make breakfast together, and I'm known as the pancake king because I make, she says, really good pancakes, but I don't think I'm using the right kind of flour.
So
what did you say?
We want to be getting white whole wheat flour.
White whole wheat flour.
Yes.
Okay.
And the white is just, bleached so that it looks better on your plate.
Looks more like a pancake.
Yes.
Okay.
Fool the eye.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're going to use Bisquick, make sure you pick up the Heart Smart Bisquick.
Okay.
For toast, try using Arnold whole wheat or the 7-Grain, or you can get the Pepperidge Farm brand.
Mm-hmm.
Don't reach for the potato bread.
Okay.
Two slices of potato bread
is
24 carbs.
That's interesting. I always thought of potato bread as being the healthier option.
Yes.
May not be. It depends on your diet situation, of course,
right.
But it may not be. We have a caller. Let's see if we can answer a question. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. It's Dr. Chris Constance, board-certified plastic surgeon, and I couldn't help but listen to this wonderful discussion about good nutrition in the mornings. One thing I wanted to add was to say that I agree that you've got to pick, whole wheat flour or buckwheat flour for your pancakes, and that I really try to get my patients to read their labels very carefully and to try to get things that don't have any sugar or any refined flour products at all.
Mm-hmm.
And one really good trick is to try to just shop around the outside of the supermarket where everything is basically fresh. Fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh meat products.
Mm-hmm.
If it has a label with a nutritional value and it tells you all the fat grams and all that stuff, in my opinion, that means it's been touched already by too many human hands and it's been manipulated. And the best thing to do is just try to stay away from processed foods in all those middle aisles. Cook fresh food.
That's a very interesting way of looking at it. Thank you for the contribution.
You're quite welcome. You take care.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So then that's a good point.
Yes.
If it has a label on it, it has already been processed to some extent, some foods more than others, perhaps.
Yes.
But if it is a cucumber just sitting there, it hasn't been processed until you get it home and do something with it.
Right, exactly. That is a great point.
Mm-hmm.
And also with the refined stuff that he was talking about,
mm-hmm.
those are usually at the very bottom of the label
mm-hmm.
and just the clump of ingredients. So don't just read the part that's outlined.
Mm-hmm.
Read down and look at those hidden ingredients, we call it.
What would we be looking for to determine how much it has been refined?
The list starts with the most and then it goes down to the least ingredient used.
By volume,
so if it's up at the top of the list, then there's a lot there.
And it will say refined such and such. If that's a key ingredient, that's a flag. Again, not telling you specific things to eat or not to eat, but that's a flag. That's something to pay attention
to. Especially if you're building your diet diet meaning what you're going to eat today, not I'm on a diet for the whole day, and you're adding up your calories or you're adding up your carbs, then we need to be counting the serving size. If I'm only eating one slice of bread and it happens to be potato bread, that's 12. But you're putting two slices of bread in the toaster to make toast to go along with your eggs. Well, then that makes you 24 carbs just in the bread that you're eating for your breakfast meal.
Gotcha.
Okay. So a lot of people use oatmeal as a breakfast quickie. You know, I'm going to grab the instant bag of oatmeal, run out the door, warm it up when I get to work, or warm it up while I'm getting the kids ready for work.
Exactly.
We should be eating a half a cup of the 1 minute oats, you know, the Quaker oats that's on the bottom of the shelf, the round container.
The ones that when I was growing up, the ones that mom used to buy, because they were frankly the only ones that were there. Nowadays, you've got all the fruity flavors and the sugar enhanced and so forth. And that's been relegated to the bottom shelf, hasn't
it? Yes. I was going to say all the fruit flavored ones are right eye level.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty boxes. Get your attention.
All right.
So if we are using the half a cup of oats, that's only 150 calories and 27 carbs, which is a lot. But compared to the instant ones, there's 160 calories and more carbs, 29 carbs. So you're getting more carbs and more calories just for the convenience.
Okay.
Don't be fooled by the boxes, the marketing that say low sugar or weight control, because yes, they're going to save you a few carbs, but you're still getting 24 carbs. So if low carb is what you're going for, well, then there's still too many there, even though your package says, I got weight control and it's low sugar.
Right.
So don't just go by the front pretty box. Flip it over and read a few lines.
We were talking before the show, and I think this is a good point to be made, too, how very often food companies will label their products in a way that's, to me, it seems deceptive. I won't go that far, though. I'll just say it seems confusing in that they'll put fat-free food on the front of something that indeed doesn't have any fat. But in my case, I was telling about a bag of candy I saw that said fat-free food. That doesn't mean you can gobble the whole thing up. So that's marketing. When you see it on the front of the label, the front of the can, the front of the package, that's marketing. That's not nutritional information.
And let's not even talk about candy. What about our little prop right here? Welch's Fruit Snacks. It's made with real fruit. It's got 100% of your vitamin C. It's fat-free. It's gluten-free.
Give those to kids all day long, I betcha.
It's not even 1 ounce of a package.
Tiny.
So we're going to give this as a quick snack, or you're going to grab it and throw it in your lunchbox because it looks healthy. There's 20 carbs and 80 calories just in this little package that doesn't even weigh 1 ounce. So if you add that up to everything you're eating to the day, 20 carbs in one little packet, is probably too much.
And I think a lot of parents should be paying, and grandparents too, pay attention to that, because the fruity kind of treats to keep kids happy are really popular. That's a big business. But you're talking, in most cases, you're talking about essentially fruit-flavored candy. That's what it is.
Yes.
So pay attention.
Pay attention. Grab the banana.
There you go.
Right out of produce instead of the package of fruit snacks.
How about an apple?
Yes.
How about an orange? Got lots of those.
I know at my house that if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. Raymond, who's only 20 months old, if he sees a banana, he's going to ask for banana. But if that big box of fruit snacks that we get from Sam's, because he eats way too many of them, I am guilty of that. It's easy to throw in the car and take when we're going somewhere.
Sure.
But he will ask for the banana if he sees it.
Okay.
So
don't err on the side of expediency when it comes to the kids. It's easier, it's faster, but not
necessarily
better.
Or even yourself.
Better.
You're only cheating yourself, too.
Right.
So, and the banana isn't all that bad.
I love bananas, personally.
It's so hard to pick a banana, though. Like we said, if you don't lose it, you lose it. Yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it. It seems like it gets brown way too fast.
Way fast, sure.
Okay, so we have our toast, and now we're going to have our eggs to go with our toast, right?
Okay.
We should be using egg beaters. They don't taste all that bad compared to a real egg. And usually if you make it and serve it to somebody, they don't even know that it was egg beaters and not a large egg out of the carton. One large egg has 70 calories and 185 grams of cholesterol.
Okay.
Now think of how many eggs you make for your scrambled eggs or your omelet. Probably three.
Yeah.
So that's
easily.
185 grams of cholesterol times three,
mm-hmm.
just for your breakfast.
And I'm guilty of, because I read somewhere that the eggs will taste better if you separate one egg and just put the yolk in. So you've got like, you know, say six eggs and a seventh yolk. That's not good.
But the white part is what we need to be eating.
The white part is what I should be concentrating on.
If you can get rid of the yellow, yeah. which is where all the bad stuff is,
right.
well, then that's okay. But this is just cracking the egg, frying mm-hmm. it up.
Right. A lot of cholesterol.
Yes. Reach for the egg beaters. Mm-hmm. It has the measuring right on the back of the label that says this much egg beater equates to one egg. Mm-hmm. So if you're baking, you can substitute the egg beaters mm-hmm. for one egg.
And there are different kinds of egg beaters, too. There are kinds that have some yolk. There are kinds that have yes. no yolk, so you can adjust right. your taste accordingly.
Yeah, or add a little of each to add the color to fool your eye.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, you're doing yourself a favor.
Good.
They are a little more expensive, but they are so much healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do it, that's just an easy way to start your morning off right.
All right.
Skip the meat if we can. Fill up your omelet with veggies.
Okay.
Say no to the bacon or the sausage.
Well, that's a hard one.
Or limit the amount that you eat.
That's a hard one. Love the bacon.
We're trying to be healthy.
I get that.
So. Even if you say, I'm only going to have sausage on Saturday morning, mm-hmm. that's better than sausage every morning.
Every morning. Got it.
There are choices we can make, like turkey bacon, that kind of thing. But I caution you to read the label. Just because it's turkey bacon, we might not be saving ourselves as much as you think you are.
Again, that's marketing on the front of the package.
Yes.
I've begun, thanks to Dr. Triana, because my wife and I enjoy turkey burgers rather than beef burgers sometimes. And I was grabbing whatever turkey was right. available without paying attention to the label. And when I began to notice, turkey that is ground using all the parts of the turkey, the dark meat and the light meat, you end up having as much fat and calories yeah. as you do in beef. We weren't helping ourselves any. Got to read the label, get the breast meat only, and now you're actually doing
right.
something.
Right. You, in that case, you'd be better off getting the ground beef, you know, with...
The leaner the ground beef, yeah.
Leaner ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
So one slice of bacon has 43 calories.
Okay.
Versus turkey bacon has 31. So just like you said,
mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you can have twice as much turkey bacon because it's turkey bacon.
Darn.
Because the calories are going to add up quicker than you think.
Okay.
So donuts. You go to Dunkin' Donuts. You get your medium hot coffee,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to get a donut.
I got very silent there because donuts are a frightening subject when we're talking nutrition.
Oh, I was afraid. I thought you meant, yeah, what about donuts?
I know we're not going to have a lot of love here, nutritionally speaking, yes. for donuts.
And we know you're going to eat the donuts. That's
yes.
why we're
yes.
here to help just make a healthier choice.
Okay.
Because... Donuts are a part of our culture.
Now, there's a chance at the donut store that they've got some nutritional information, or it might be harder to find. I think legally
oh, yeah.
they have to. But
especially if you go to a store.
Right.
Like Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme, where...
You're busy. You're not going to take the time when you're rushing in the morning. So what should we keep in mind about donuts?
Okay. We think yeast-glazed donuts are the best way to go because they are light, and they can't possibly be filled with as many calories and carbs or sugar...
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the cake donuts are more dense, making it heavier and worse for us.
Probably more calories that way.
Yes. Mm. And the way it's processed and all of that.
Definitely
so we think
yeah.
I'm going to eat a glazed. No, I think I said that backwards. A glazed donut mm-hmm. is worse for us than the cake donut, even though it's more dense.
Got it.
So it weighs more, but it's a little better for us.
Mm-hmm.
It has less calories. A yeast-glazed light donut mm-hmm. has 239 calories versus a cake donut, which has 196. This is before you add all the chocolate and everything to the top.
Right.
But, and less carbs also.
Okay.
A dense, hard, heavy cake donut mm-hmm. only has 21 carbs estimated, where a yeast one has 30.
Okay.
And... Someone actually just in the office the other day was like, if I was going to eat a donut, I'm going to eat the yeast because it's light. It can't be that bad for us.
That's what you think. It feels lighter. Yes. It looks lighter. Everything about it screams, I'm the better choice. But this is where you can be deceived by appearances.
And if you're going to go to Dunkin' Donuts, don't think I'm going to get the muffin because the appearance of a muffin is better than the donut sitting
right
next to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually worse. Muffin at Dunkin' Donuts, even the blueberry one,
mm-hmm,
650 calories.
Wow. Staggering for just one muffin.
Yes. And
we haven't gotten even to the sugar and the cream in your coffee yet.
Or the butter you put on your muffin,
or
any of that.
Goodness.
So, definitely, neither is probably the right choice for us, but we know you're going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So just be aware of what we're putting in our mouth.
Here's where looking at labels, again, can be a very helpful habit to develop for yourself. Because like we were saying a second ago, by law, these things have to be made available to you when you're making your choices. I know we're busy. I know the temptation is reach for the same thing I get all the time because I love it. Eyeball the nutritional information because that's there. It's there for you to use.
Yes. Whether we want to read it or not or accept it or do anything with the information,
right,
that's a different story. But
right,
again, that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
If we just make it a little easier for you, take some of the guesswork out of it, well, mm-hmm, then we're doing our part.
Very good.
One way or the other.
All right.
Okay. Yogurt. We want the plain Greek yogurt. Add your own blueberries instead of getting the ones that have the yogurt with the fruit on the bottom.
On the bottom.
That's way too much sugar.
Okay.
It's convenient, but it's defeating the purpose of eating the yogurt. And make sure it is Greek yogurt. It's going to have way more protein for you and less of the carbs.
Is that the difference between Greek yogurt and traditional yogurt?
Yes.
Okay. I never have been clear about that.
I'm going to be the first to say it does not taste. If you don't like that taste, if you like yogurt, the sweeter stuff, it definitely is not sweet.
Okay.
But you can add, you know, the artificial like Splenda,
okay,
and cinnamon, which is a free condiment. You know, it doesn't add up to anything in your calorie content. And it tastes just like if you were going to get the chocolate flavored yogurt that's full of sugar.
Okay.
So you can doctor it up, add the fresh blueberries or even the frozen blueberries if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get the one with the fruit in the bottom.
Okay.
Cereal. Cereal is quick. It's easy. It's probably cheaper for some families.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what the serving size of cereal is. It's usually only one cup.
Serving size. That's something we haven't talked about yet. And that can really be the devil in the details.
Yes. Just because I have a big Tupperware bowl and I'm eating a healthy cereal like post-shredded wheats, that doesn't mean I can fill it up to the brim and then put whole milk in it, and I'm still okay.
One cup is the typical serving.
Yes.
For cereals, when you think about it, you know, look at what a cup is. That's probably a lot less than most of us will fill our bowl with.
So to make it easier on your eye, try a smaller bowl is what we encourage our patients. You know, a smaller bowl, a smaller plate, then it still looks full. And hopefully it satisfies your eyes to think you're eating a meal.
That's a trick that research has shown actually can work.
Yes. So when you reach for the cereal, we want the post-shredded wheat. We don't want Kellogg's Smart Start because, again, Kellogg's Smart Start, the package, you know, probably has the tape measure around the girl's waist.
Sure.
And, you know, 2 weeks of this cereal or whatever.
Well, it says smart on it. Yeah. It's got to be good, right?
There's too much sugar in it. So your calories might be where you want it, but read down a few more lines and look at the carbs or the sugar.
So the numbers under the carbs and sugar section in cereal, very important.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So granola. Granola, everyone thinks is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But we still got to read the label. We want to eat one cup of Kashi instead of the Quaker granola. It has less calories and less sugar. So
I was surprised when I started looking at labels how much granola products have, proportionally speaking, a lot more fat content than do their counterparts.
Yes. And funny you say fat because a lot of patients, you know, when they come in and they say, I've been working on my diet, this is what I've been eating. No one ever mentions the fat content.
See, and that's something I always look at almost first. And it is top of the list always.
Yeah. And that depends on if you're watching your carbs or we tell you you have high cholesterol, too.
Right.
You know, it's all in in what you're concerned with. But then you got to remember, I'm eating less fat, but then the products you're picking probably have more sugar. So then the next time we say, why is your blood sugar higher than it was the last time?
Yeah.
So
that's sort of a dirty little trick too. Less fat and lower fat products oftentimes have more sugar and salt. Yeah, so your taste buds say, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah, they got to fill it up with something else and make it taste just as good
right.
without all of the fat. So.
Okay,
so fruit juices. You're going to have your breakfast and have a glass of orange juice or something like that. Make sure we're using a product that has 100% juice and that redefined label. You want it to only have one fruit juice in it. An example.
Okay.
Minute Maid says 100% juice, and it says grape in big, bold letters, but then it's a blend of apple, grape, and pear juices. That's going to add way more sugar than if it was just grape juice.
These are so-called juice cocktails, and that's a very good point. Juice should be 100% juice.
And a single juice.
And a single juice. Now, if you look at orange juice at the grocery store, if you're looking at some of the bigger national brands, for example, you look at the ingredient labels, it'll say 100% pure orange juice, nothing else.
Yes.
That's the kind of thing you want to look for then?
Yes.
Okay.
An example. Here's two fruit juice boxes. They're not that different in size. One says 100% juice. One says 60% juice. The one that's only 60% juice has one-third less sugar. So this package is a little smaller, but when you compare the ounces, it's like less than 1 ounce difference. So we got less sugar, which means a lot less calories. There's about 80 less calories in the less sugar. There's only 9 carbs. Versus the one that doesn't tell me that it has less sugar has 26 carbs.
Wow.
You can drink this in probably one quick sip, and you've just consumed 26 carbs.
These little juice boxes go by fast, don't they?
Yes.
But that's a very, very good. And again, it's stuff that we're putting in the hands of our kids for the sake of convenience, but we need to be looking really carefully at.
This isn't even children.
No?
We offer in our office, you know, if you come in for blood work and then you're then awake to see the doctor, we wanted to be able to let people feel comfortable and not feel like they got to rush out and get something. So we got a bunch of stuff from the grocery store that was quick, like applesauce, granola bars, fruit juices. We bought this for our practice.
Oh, wow.
So without comparing the label, you don't really know that there's an alternative.
I see.
So when I went to the grocery store,
you looked for a better alternative.
Right next to it on the shelf. It's a little smaller, but it's way better.
It's nowhere near a third smaller, by the way, if you're thinking, well, that's how they have triple the carbs. No.
It's less than an ounce difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Yes.
All right. I think we got about, gosh, we are just out of time. I didn't realize how fast this went
but
by this morning.
We finished breakfast.
We will have to pick up with lunch somewhere along the line.
Yes.
Goodness, look, I usually keep a closer eye on the clock, and I apologize for cutting things off. The Triana Prevention Center, you can find them online at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. You can also ask Dr. Triana questions through our website, WCCFAM.com. We'll look forward to her being back next week, and you too.
Yes, and a special guest. So
and
make
special
sure
guest.
You listen.
And feel free to bring lunch anytime that you like. And thank you so much for listening.